Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
You're listening to the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and this is your Nintendo News Minute for June 1st. On this day in Nintendo history, this is an important one. And so important, in fact, I have a whole other episode dedicated just to this first one. All right. The Color TV game series was released in 1977 in Japan. The series of five dedicated home video game consoles was developed by Nintendo R&D2. Nintendo sold 3 million units of the first four models, 1 million of each for the first two models, Color TV Game 6 and 15, and 500,000 units of each of the next two models, Blockbreaker and Racing 112. The Color TV game series was the highest sales figures of all the first generation video game consoles. So we're going to dig into the meat and potatoes of this in an entirely other episode, or in a whole different episode, but so cool. The backstory of this, I cannot wait to share it with you guys. There's a ton of cool Nintendo history here, and it really, really helped catapult them into the gaming market. Other notable releases: Mario Brothers was released 1983 for the arcade in Japan. In this platforming game developed by Nintendo R&D1, control Mario or Luigi in order to punch the enemies coming out from the pipes from below to turn them over and then defeat them. In the two-player mode, both players can choose to work together or work against each other and enjoy the game in a myriad of ways. Uniracers, also released for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System in 1994. And what's interesting, I'm going to scroll down. So I'm over on the Nintendo subreddit, and one of the comments talks about Uniracers here, which I think is pretty cool. It says Uniracers was a nice game, but it was a huge corporate casualty. In short, Pixar, yes, that Pixar, sued the game developers for copyright infringements because they thought that the sentient unicycles were too similar to Red, also a sentient unicycle and character from one of the animated shorts, Red's Dream. Pixar won that lawsuit over the animation, over how the animation was too similar. When DMA Design, now Rockstar, yes, that Rockstar, likely used as inspiration. So pretty interesting that you know, there's ties to Rockstar with this game and Pixar even, and the lawsuit that happened. So many cool things in the and not so cool things, right? But just interesting tidbits throughout the history of Nintendo. Dr. Mario was released in 1998 for the Super Famicom in Japan. Picross NP Volume 2 was released in 1999 for the Super Famicom in Japan. And Picross Volume 8 was released in 2000 for the Super Famicom in Japan. So June 1st, a very busy day for Nintendo history. But let's jump into some Nintendo news, shall we? The Nintendo download for June 1st. We got some good games coming out here. First up, we got Etrian Odyssey. I think I said it right. You guys tweet at me if I didn't, at N64 Josh. Okay, let me know. Origins Collection. It's from Sega. It says dive back into the sprawling labyrinth with a blank map as your only guide in this collection of the first three Etrian Odyssey games, remastered in HD. By drawing the map as you explore, you can progress even further, where vicious monsters and treasures await. 24 newly drawn character illustrations are included. Etrian Odyssey Origins Collection launches today. Each game in the collection is also available separately in the Nintendo eShop. If you're a baseball fan, Super Mega Baseball 4, this one's still going strong, from Electronic Arts, says the series' signature combination of arcade-inspired style and immersive gameplay depth returns with more than 200 baseball legends, 6 new stadiums, and a grand slam of presentation upgrades. Step up to the plate and swing for the fences with some of the best players in baseball history. Super Mega Baseball 4 will be available on June 2nd. Last up for the highlights, we've got Loop 8, Summer of Gods. Okay, it says your choices shape the world in the coming-of-age RPG set in the 1980s rural Japan. Step into the life of Ninny, a newly earthbound teen who arrives in the quaint Japanese town of Ishihara in August 1983. Ninny and his allies become stuck in a loop and must relive the 8th month over and over until they get it right. Or the Kigai will overcome them entirely. Use Ninny's special connection to the gods to reset the world to help aid you in your quest. Explore the town, befriend its people, and face off against Kigai in turn-based battles where the outcomes depend on the relationships you've built and the decisions you've made. With 1 month until the world ends, how will you spend each day? Loop 8, Summer of the Gods, will be available on June 6th. There are a handful of other new releases: Seven Horizons, Airy, The Lost Hero, Arcade Archives, Rolling Thunder 2, Baby Phone 3-in-1 for kids, Puzzle Animal Funny Parent Coloring. Interesting. Here's one that caught my attention, and I've seen some of their emails come through. Best Forklift Operator, and it's $19.99. It dropped on the 25th. It says Best Forklift Operator's unique game about driving a forklift. And I hear there's something good about being forklift certified, especially on your Tinder profiles. I'm not sure. A vehicle without which world trade and logistics would stop. Here, you can experience the challenges of a forklift operator. The game features a combination of faithful simulation and entertainment that forklift fans have been waiting for a long time. This is evidenced by the arcade mode, where you can express yourself by making a big mess in a warehouse. And best of all, instead of punishment, you get rewarded for it. Take the training and show you are ready for the challenges. Complete the tasks precisely, earn money, and become the king of the warehouse, yards, loading, and unloading. Just be careful not to damage your equipment or products. If this happens, your wallet will quickly become empty. So Best Forklift Operators out now on the eShop. If you pick that one up, let me know. I may reach out to them and get a review copy of this one just to check it out and let you guys know what I think. Boxville's also out today. Brain Show is coming out the 7th. Constellations is May 31st. D Incarnation is May 31st. It's out. It's already out. Dreamy Trail, Gyro Gunner, Hidden Bunny, Horse Club Adventures. That's one for Hate Zero. Japanese. Nekosama Escape the Sweet Shop, Johnny Trigger Sniper, it's a $4.99 game, comes out tomorrow. Killer Frequency is from Team 17. The year is 1987, and as the clock strikes midnight, a small town in Gallows Creek, USA, big city radio DJ Forrest Nash is live on the air in what will turn out to be the graveyard shift of a lifetime. In this horror comedy, you must solve puzzles to save callers from being hunted down by the mysterious killer. Where every call is life and death, you can save the inhabitants. Can you save the inhabitants of Gallows Creek? So there you go. Killer Frequency. And there is a bunch more, you guys. I'm not going to go through all of them because it is extensive, but head on over to NintendoLife.com if you want to see the download of for June 1st. There is one more as I scrolled up. I want to see if here we go. So Raiden 3 cross Mikado Maniacs. This is from NIS America. It's going to be out on the 6th. This one has my attention. Soar Sky High and Raiden 3 cross Mikado Maniacs, an electrifying entry in the arcade, in the classic arcade shoot 'em up series. Customize your music, wallpapers, game mode.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And more before launching into high octane aerial action. Strap in and take off as Raiden 3 cross Mikado Maniacs soars onto the scene. This enhanced version of Raiden 3 brings the action to Nintendo Switch, complete with a fresh high resolution coat of paint. Choose your game mode, wallpaper, background music, and more before setting your sights on the world rankings. It's coming in at $29.99, but I'm gonna keep that one on my radar because I am a fan of Raiden. That is for sure. So moving on over to MyNintendoNews.com. This is interesting. Prosecutors of Yuji Naka demand 2.5 years in prison and $1.2 million in fines. And this isn't this one kind of shocked me when I was scrolling the news today and was like, wait a minute, what is happening here? Well, apparently, I'm going to read you the update from the article. It says, immediately after publishing, I updated both the headline and the article, as the original source floating around the web implied that Mr. Naka had actually been sentenced. He has not been sentenced. The final verdict for Mr. Naka will come on July 7th. Well, I'm very curious at this point, like what is going on here? Well, here we go. Prosecutors of the former Sonic the Hedgehog co-creator, Yuji Naka, have stated that he should serve 2.5 years in jail for insider trading while working at Square Enix. That's not all, as the famed video game developer has also told to expect to pay over $1.2 million in fines by the prosecution. Yuji Naka purchased 144.7 million yen of Square Enix stock while working at the company, as he knew they were planning to release Final Fantasy, I believe it's 12, The First Soldier, and before it might be 7 though, The First Soldier, before it was officially announced. Knowing that the stock would surge on this, the final results of the trial will be made known on July 7th. And there's a tweet saying, prosecutors for Yuji Naka insider trading trial have demanded a prison sentence of two years and 6 months and fines up to $1.2 million USD. His defense will try to reduce the fine and sentence. Final decision will be made July 7th. So very, very, very interesting to see something like this, but and not something I was expecting to see at all. But here we are. So we'll have to stay tuned to July 7th to see what actually becomes of this and getting caught for insider trading. Not something you want to mess with. So moving on over the Japanese charts. We're over at NintendoLife.com. Nintendo cleans up as Zelda continues to dominate. They have a funny little subheading here. It says ranking in the Nintendo. And here we go. Jumping into the charts, the Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, 184,482 units have moved, looking like for a total in Japan of basically 1.5 million so far. You guys aren't going to believe what number two is, or you know what? Maybe you are. It's Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, moving another 8,000 units, bringing it up to a total of 5.3 million in Japan. Bustafellows Season 2 is at number 3 with 7,514 units, which from what I'm understanding here, I believe all of this is, these are all Nintendo games. This is all for games that are on the Nintendo Switch. The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild jumped up to number 4 in Japan at 6,385 units. Minecraft at number 5. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet at number 6. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, still selling well, at almost 5,000. Splatoon 3, 4,800. Kirby's Return to Dreamland Deluxe. At about 4,400, almost 4,500, and Nintendo Switch Sports at about 3,300, 3,400 units sold. Crazy. There's Zelda's pushing Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom pushing Breath of the Wild, which is incredible. But Mario Kart, could you guys just all hurry up and purchase Mario Kart so that we just have a 1-to-1 attach rate with all the Switches, and then we no longer have to see this in the charts. They can realize they've sold all they can sell and we can get to Mario Kart 9. Okay. I'm ready for Mario Kart 9. That's all I'm going to say about that. Cool to see Smash Bros. Back up there. I really hope Nintendo does not forget about that game's existence and tweaks the online, gives us some DLC. It would be fantastic. Taking a look at the hardware chart, the Switch OLED model sold about 70,000 units, PS5 about 32,000, the regular Switch almost 10,000, Switch Lite about 7, PS5 Digital Edition about 5,000, PlayStation 4 966, the Series S 126, and the Series X 115, and the DS sold 26 units, you guys. 26 units were moved, so you know, there you go. Nintendo's still just dominating the charts right now. And from the looks of things, yes, that was Final Fantasy VII. I was just making sure I got my Roman numerals correct from that last story there. So last up, Ubisoft Live announced for June 12th. Okay, here we go. It says Ubisoft has announced that it will host the Ubisoft Forward Live event on June 12th, 2023, the company will be providing fans with updates on projects it has in development, and there's a good chance we'll be hearing about Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope DLC. We know that the event will be happening in Los Angeles, but further information is not yet available. So, moving on to their statement here, it says, E3 has fostered unforgettable moments across the gaming industry throughout the years. And while we initially, let's see, this is okay. Well, initially we intended to have an official E3 presence. We've made the subsequent decision to move in a different direction, and we'll be holding a Ubisoft Forward live event on the 12th of June in Los Angeles. We look forward to sharing more details with our players very soon. What do you think? What, like, let me know in the comment section, guys, or in Discord. What do you think? Maybe tweet at me. What do you think we're going to see from Ubisoft? Do you think there's a chance for a new Nintendo game? We talked about yesterday multiple times the possibility of it's promising that third parties are going to be making a strong showing for the Switch the remainder of this year. Is Ubisoft in that lineup? Yes, some DLC, but could there be more? could there be a Star Fox game on the horizon since they did Starlink? Is there a chance? I don't know. I'm hopeful. I'm really hopeful. I would love to see Ubisoft tackle another Nintendo IP or continue on with Star Fox and some more the DLC for Sparks of Hope. I'm here for it. That might be all we see from them, but you never know. There may be more in the works, and I honestly hope there is. And it wouldn't even have to be a Nintendo IP. I would just love to see Ubi do something exclusive for the Switch that really, kind of really knocks our socks off. There's a ton of talent there. Back in 2016, Ubisoft kind of wined and dined me and the crew I was working with at that time. And we were doing a Siege the Show, which was a Rainbow Six Siege podcast. And they brought us in. They gave us the VIP treatment with meals. One of the really, really high ups was talking with me. I didn't know who he was. He was asking me what I thought about the games. I was polite, but very straightforward with what I thought of. I think at the time it was the Division and was that Ghost Recon? And I said, I gave honest feedback. The guy went and got me a beer, came back, finished the conversation. And I went back to my crew and they were like, do you have any idea who you were just talking to? I was like, I don't. And they were like, that's like the president of one of the divisions. And I was like, what? That's wild. I had no clue, but just super cool guy, very down to earth. And the devs that were there were fantastic. One of the guys, this is actually kind of funny. One of the guys that was working on Far Cry Rise of the Blood Dragon, right? And then they ended up doing a Trials game also that was Blood Dragon themed. As I was walking into the event, just picked me up like, and you guys have seen him on different events. He's the dev that has like the real long beard and he's really stocky. He's as tall as he is wide. And he picked me up so low, like he grabbed my knees and just brought me like right up to his shoulders. And I was like, I almost fell. Like I almost fell. And I was not a light boy at that time. Like I was pretty overweight. So just fun memories thinking about looking back at the Ubisoft events. And I'm hopeful that we're going to get some fun games from this one as well. So thank you guys so much for listening. I really, really appreciate you. And we'll see you in the next one. Bye now.